have concerns.
Now you have concerns.
Yeah. Like, up until we got to Loin, I was doing fine. But there's something about Loin with the Homer react that is just not okay. I'm not... Mm-mm. Nope. Hmm. Nope.
Greetings, Apropos. You can buckle up for the second. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Hot damn.
And we're drinking a thing.
We are drinking a thing. I made up a cocktail on the spot because fuck you, bitches. I have figured out roughly what this is.
Oh.
This is roughly one part two ginger whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
One part Jim Beam Fire.
Ooh.
Which is very cinnamony. Two parts ginger beer.
Mm-hmm.
And two parts crisp apple Angry Orchard cider.
Hell yes.
So we have a whiskey ginger apple
ginger
thing.
Yes,
it's a Johnny Get Down.
Cinnamon apple ginger booze.
All right
So
let's do it up. Cheers.
Some lawn chairs.
Works for me.
Yeah I actually do want this warm. That would be very tasty warm. But...
That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Warm and cold. I'd go either way with it.
I'm really good at mixing random shit together.
Mm.
So, no, I'm pretty happy with this. Yep. It's not like an oh my god go-to, but it is pretty fucking tasty. Mm-hmm. Mm. And the ginger and the fire are... the ginger and the cinnamon. Pretty warming. I think they work well enough together. I might play with the portions. It's very ginger heavy.
The portions are the proportions.
Your portions of the proportions.
Your era okay. is
the
your
proportion
air.
Portions.
Yep.
I mean, both actually work in this particular instance. So.
Yep.
But no, I think I'd want a bit more apple in the front.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a bit more apple in the front. A touch less ginger. Like, I should have gone with my original gut vibe and done more apple cider and less ginger
See,
beer.
See, I actually like the ginger.
Yeah? I do, too.
I like the ginger, but I feel like it's just a little bit more stronger than anything else that's happening in that drink.
Mm. Hmm. See, I'm digging that, personally.
Okay. Definitely more apple, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree. If we do another round, I will adjust.
Adjust. The proportions of the portions.
Yes. Or you could just simply say portions.
No, the portion is the overall size. The proportion is the...
I've heard that salsa's portion is pretty amateur.
Look, it's not the size that counts.
He doesn't have either. That's
oh, okay.
Right in front of me.
So anyway, hey Salsa, what the fuck have you been up to?
I was in urgent care and got stitches in my hand.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I stabbed myself.
Wait.
On what?
I know, right?
Wait, can I guess? Can I guess what you stabbed yourself
on? Sure, you're not going to get it though.
Here's what my guess is.
I've got a guess.
It is not anything to do with performance stuff.
No.
It is not even anything to do with kitchen-related knives.
No.
It is going to be either a tool,
okay.
and not one of his like woodworking tools or any of his shop tools, but just like a fucking random screwdriver or something.
Yeah.
Just some random fucking bullshit like that. Because if it was anything else, he would have been paying more attention and wouldn't have stabbed himself.
That's a very good point.
That's what my guess is. It's not specific enough, but it is in the area.
I think it's a piece of furniture.
Mm.
I think Salsa went to heft a piece of furniture, slid his hand along a surface, and there was a hinge or a staple or a nail, the head of a nail, something like that.
No, that's
a
good call.
That was just sticking out far enough that when he did that, it just...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jenna was closer.
Hey!
It was, in fact, a woodworking tool.
Oh, hey, damn it. All right, that's fine.
That this is a great game. You should get hurt
that
more
I
often.
Was not using on wood.
Okay. I'm still going to claim a minor victory in my explanation
you were,
there.
You were pretty good. Mm. I was using a wood carving knife to chop off hunks of wax from a wax block in candle making.
This is better than I could have hoped for.
Okay.
So
this is real good. And I'm not laughing at your pain, but I am also laughing at your situation entirely.
We're not like, laughing
sucks
at
sucks that you hurt, but Jesus Christ, that's
we're laughing
good.
About yeah. you.
No, so it was a tool used for carving wood, as I mentioned, and I was using it to hack up a chunk of wax, and I was holding the block of wax because I'm a fucking genius.
Oh, salsa.
Yep. And the wax gave way and stabbed the knife right into my hand. It was not a large entry wound, but it was quite deep.
Honey.
So it was one of those like, ow, that hurt, you know, and then I looked at it and I went, oh, that's, I can see all the way down in there.
Did you see bone?
No. Oh. Because I it's in the meaty part of the hand between the thumb and the finger.
Okay. Did it go all the way through?
No, not all the way through. But it went in pretty fucking deep.
All right.
So it was like, ow.
Content warning. People who don't like to hear about injuries.
I'll make sure to do that when we get to
skip back
injury.
About 1 minute and then skip forward about five.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so it stabbed pretty deep. I looked at it and it wasn't bleeding very profusely at first.
No.
You know how those...
Did you then take the tool out?
Oh, yeah, no, it was one of those... stab out, ow, that hurt, you know, things. So, but I looked at it and I was like, oh, I can see real far in there. Ooh. And so I was like, oh, and then that's when the blood started coming.
Suddenly,
it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I like,
oh, there we go.
Went upstairs to the bathroom to be like, okay, I need to get this cleaned out. And that's when I passed out.
it was
one of those like, you know, I get up there and I'm starting to clean it out. I'm like, no, this is actually kind of bad, you know, and I could feel myself, like, starting to go into shock. Hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to, like, not be standing here.
All right.
You
good
know?
Start.
On a tile floor next to several porcelain fixtures.
Exactly.
Right.
I have experienced shock before. I have passed out before. So I was like, I'm not going to be standing. So I got down on my knees. And then when I felt myself still going, I lay down. So when I passed out, I was already laying down.
Nice. Well
good
done.
And then I came to with
this is
my
what
wife.
Professional level drinking teaches
you.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
but my wife was like rearranging my feet and just like, don't pass out. I can't carry you. It was like, oh, no, I'm back.
Gonna have to
that's
weekend
hilarious,
at Celsius.
And I appreciate it.
Oh, the level of just irritated at the situation my wife was.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it entirely.
You know, you hurt yourself. I'm angry at you. It was just like, oh, fuck. All right, I gotta deal with this shit.
Yeah.
She got me wrapped up in gauze around the hand, and we went to urgent care, and they stitched me back up. And I got a sticker.
That's
nice.
What sticker did you pick up?
It was a sticker with a puppy on it.
That's great.
Yeah,
good choice.
Because I was a brave little man.
Yeah.
But yay. So passed out in the bathroom. I could feel myself going into shock. Came out of shock. Stumbled downstairs and into the car where Rader Lee took me to. And she was like, kids, we're going to the hospital. Stay here. Yes, you can watch TV.
Yeah.
All right.
That's, yep.
Pretty much. Of course, the kids at this point were freaking out. So, like, once I was lucid again, you know, I called them with my phone because my wife had forgotten her phone at home at this point.
She was distracted.
Other things. So I called the home phone and I was like, hey, kids, this is me. I'm okay. I know you're scared right now, but everything's good.
Fun.
We just, this is something that we just need to get taken care of.
Yep.
And so they were like, oh, okay, you know, but
sure,
just keep watching TV. We'll be home eventually here. So we get to urgent care and like they are doing things like taking my blood pressure and stuff like that. And the blood pressure, like, I've got sweater on, and the blood pressure cuff, because they tried to put it on over my hoodie, they, like, put too low. Like, I could feel it on my elbow.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, it was trying to inflate, and then it wasn't getting anything, so it was trying to go through the cycle again. And it, like, went through the cycle, like, three times. And, like, it's not working. I was, like, it's on my elbow. But at this point, I'm starting to go into shock again.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're just, like, okay, we're just gonna to stop this for now and, like, get this hoodie off of me, because I was sweating. Like, my hoodie was soaked at this point.
Oh, wow.
So, like, got that off of me, so it's just dangling on the arm, you know. And then they're like, oh, now we can actually get this on your arm and get a blood pressure. But, like, my wife was saying that as I was sitting there with, like, the cuff on my arm and stuff like that, she was like, she could tell when I was starting to go back into shock, because she just watched my blood oxygen drop.
Sure.
And she was just like, Salsa, breathe. Keep breathing. Breathe. Went through another round of that, came back to lucidity. They got me down, and we're talking about, you know, they cleaned it up, and that hurt like a motherfucker.
Right.
But then they were talking about stitches, and they were like, well, the wound itself is not a huge, like, opening.
Right.
So we could stitch you up, or we could even just glue you shut.
Glue?
You know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that sounds manly.
Yeah.
Yeah, glue it.
I mean,
duct tape.
I mean, that is something that they absolutely do a lot these days. But I was just like, what would you recommend? And the doctor kind of thought for a second, went, how much do you use your hands? And I was like, oh, a lot.
For everything.
Yeah. Like, I'm somebody who does a lot of crafting and art and stuff like that. So they're just like, it'll probably give you a stitch for that extra stability.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they were like, okay, so we're going to give you some stitches on this. We can numb this with a needle, which is going to hurt, or we can just stitch this up, which is going to jab you just as many times.
Yeah.
Yep. If it's just one stitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was just like, just get it done.
Yep.
So yeah, no anesthesia, just sewed me up.
How many stitches? Just the one?
Hurt like a mother. It was just the one stitch right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably could have done more, but they just did the one in the middle, and that was because by the time we got there, like I said, my wife had wrapped my hand up with gauze. By the time we got there, it had already been like good, and it wasn't like a big ragged cut again. It was just a puncture, so it wasn't one stitch was able to hold everything together. We got that in there, and I almost passed out again there when they were stitching me up, because that motherfucking hurt. Then they said I was a brave boy and I got a sticker.
Yay!
Love getting stickers.
And then I went home and I took a lot of drugs.
Yay! Hey. Did they give you special drugs?
I got the, like, double dose ibuprofen.
Sure.
The, like, 800 milligram ones or whatever.
You could basically take four 200s and have the same impact. Yeah,
this is the, like, this is the horse pill that you take every 8 hours.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
And that does the job pretty good. But but yeah, there's a little bit of just like, what was I doing a moment ago? So there's that. And the worst part is, second to worst part is this is my video playing video gaming. Like, I was just like, I'm going to play some video games. No, and then I was like,
honey.
I'm not manipulating a joystick with this thumb at all. The worst part is this is my bait in hand.
I am so proud of you.
I'm sorry. Just switch it up. Now it's a stranger.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fine.
No, seriously, though. No, I went to it was just like, I'm going to be sitting at home all on Sunday, because this was Saturday, and it was like Sunday, I was sitting at home just like, I can't do a lot of anything else, so I'm just going to sit here and like play some video games. And I started playing video games, and I went, nope, that's not
how
happening.
This works.
No.
Nope. So,
do you go to phone games, maybe?
I've been doing some reading, which is great.
Oh, nice.
And I did, you know, laying in bed, I was doing my nonograms, which is fine.
Oh,
you know, things that I can poke at are fine. It was just the joystick manipulation.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like right there, that's the muscle that's critical.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Fuck.
So that was, but yeah, that's where I was. Is I was in urgent care on Saturday night, Saturday night, getting stitches in my hand. Cause,
wow, fuck,
yeah, good times. And then
great oldies.
And I was just like I said, I didn't think it had bled that much, but we were sitting waiting for the doctor. You know, after the nurse had got done, we were waiting for the doctor. And Rader, so I can't remember exactly what Raderly said, but something about, I was just like, it didn't bleed that much. She was like, you left a trail from the garage to the bathroom. Mm. I was like, oh, really? I'm so sorry. So when we got home, I cleaned that up.
Aww. That's like, I feel like, like, yes, it's your mess, but like, also like... I don't know. Like sometimes the partner will jump in on that, depending on what's going on.
Oh so. No! We got home and I was like, I need to clean up the trail of
viscera.
So you made this decision for yourself.
Yes, this was very much this is my responsibility.
Salsa, who was feeling left out by missing Horror Fest,
decided to make my own.
Decided to do his own dangerous production.
So. Yeah, so that's...
Usually Dangerous Productions lays down a tarp first.
Yeah. Next time you decide to accidentally stab yourself with something,
I will absolutely
put down a tarp first.
Put down a tarp.
That having been said, I made a bunch of candles this weekend.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
Lovely.
So there's that.
Just put his blood, sweat, and tears into it.
just blood, anyway.
Gross.
Yep.
specific shapes or scents or anything
tapers.
Like that, or just taper? Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, tapers are handy.
I've always found it really difficult to carve animals, and like the anteater shape of a taper would be really.
I don't generally do scents just because I don't like them.
Yeah,
that's
myself.
Fair.
That does
help.
Yeah.
I try
like,
to do unscented.
When I did soap making, which I've thought about getting back into this winter, just because I don't know. Once this show goes up, I don't have anything planned till Convergence, and I could use a hobby. So
yeah.
And some of the reasons why I stopped are just so far in the past where it's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, there's, I had debated when I was thinking of hobbies doing candles or soap. And I've decided on soap because I wanted to play with colors and shapes and scents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had more options with that. So.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, did you ever consider getting into soaps when you thought about getting into candles? Because they're very similar kind of concepts in many ways.
Sure, because I'd never really planned on getting into candles. It was just we ended up with this, like, I don't even remember where it came from, if it was just in the house when we moved in, or if we had inherited it from somewhere.
Or a flea market?
But somehow a taper candle making kit had ended up in our house.
Huh.
And I
feel
was like
you guys got that at a flea market or a garage sale.
I don't even remember, but I was like, oh, this might
like
be something fun to do with the kids.
Sure.
You know, and so we did. We made color, you know, we made a candle that had like we used crayon wax to make colors, and we did it in like
that's really cool.
Stripes. So we had like a striped taper candle.
Nice.
And then we a friend of ours who used to do Fest, who was in candle making, was like, I'm downsizing, getting rid of a bunch of stuff. Does anybody want this? And I was like, yeah, we've done candles a couple times with the kids, and they seem to have fun with it. So, I was like, yeah, I'll take it, and ended up with 3 boxes of wax.
Wow. Jesus.
So I was like, oh, shit. I guess this is my new hobby now.
If you want... I do still have some bars of Troy to Troy beeswax.
Beeswax?
Ooh. So if you want one, I will give you one of those bars.
We'll see how... I got three boxes of fucking wax, so we'll see how long that... I'm not going through them very fast, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, if I eventually...
If you're ever like, I want to make like a Troy to Troy based...
Sure.
Whatever thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing the tapers now, and I know that, like, in the past, they've got, the little yogurt, glass yogurt cups that mm-hmm. we were like, oh, we're going to turn these into little votive candles give those away for Christmas and things like that. So, that's kind of, the plan to do with the kids is to use those to make little votives and have them decorate the glass.
Aww.
Decorate the inside of the glass and then pour the wax in.
And then pour the wax in. So
pretty design and stuff.
That's really cute.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, that's kind of where I'm at. Again, it's not I really want to get into this. It was more somebody had a bunch of stuff.
And I got into you.
You literally tripped and fell into it.
Kind of. And then it stabbed into me. So now I guess I'm...
Stab into me.
So now I guess we're married? Wait, is that how that... I don't...
Anyway. I mean, I'm not an authority, but I am Taco Bell married.
Oh, I'm Taco Bell married, too.
I am.
Huh.
I mean, we kind of happens. Are. Literally, all of us are ordained.
That too.
We are all ordained. That's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I also injured myself on Saturday.
Jesus,
so
God.
Derivative.
I did not go to a hospital.
Oh.
I maybe should have gone to an urgent care just to be
just to make sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's fine.
It's
so here,
fine.
Okay, so here's the story, and then I'm going to tell you another story as to why I probably should have just gone into urgent care anyway. Mm. It's not what you're thinking. It's what my brother's thinking, but it's not what you're thinking. So anyway, I know, right? We'll come around to it. So anyway, I on Saturday, I was in a hurry. Oh, wait. So what I will tell you is that, I'm gonna say this. So I was getting ready for, a fight rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I injured my foot.
Mm.
Guess how?
There was a car accident on the freeway and a piece of metal flew up into the air and landed on the street and then you walked over it.
I like that answer. No.
I'm going to say that it was when Salsa was using a tool, but not a woodworking tool where you would be careful about it. I'm going to say that it was
a screwdriver
or something. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like a wrench or something.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
I was in a hurry getting ready, and I slammed my foot into the corner of the bed.
Oh.
And by foot, I mean pinky toe.
Blunt force trauma to the pinky.
It's the littlest one. It is the littlest one, and it hurt like a bitch. And I screamed like you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
Like, I honestly don't think I've screamed that much since I was in labor. And Joe came upstairs and was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I banged my foot against the bed.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, okay, I'll be downstairs. And I'm like, I will probably be downstairs shortly. the problem is that, normally when you bang your toe against something, you stub it. And it hurts for a little bit. But, the pain will start to go down more,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, within a few minutes. And you're just like, you can kind of basically walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
The pain wasn't going down. It hurt every fucking time I put any kind of weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
I did manage to get down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked and I was like, okay, I can mostly bend this. But it's very swollen. Driving's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I don't think it's broken,
mm-hmm.
which means there's not a lot to be done about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not going to go to urgent care.
Well, honestly, even if it was broken, there's not a lot they can do with it.
Yeah.
Except, yeah, but maybe they could give me better drugs.
That's literally the only thing they can do at that
point. Right. Like,
you can splint it to the neighboring toe.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Like, I can splint it to the neighboring toe. Like, I can do that.
Yeah. It's like it's like a broken rib. Broken rib is just like, well, just wrap yourself up real tight. That's what we got.
Right.
Yep.
And I will say, just so everybody's aware, like, yeah, it did. It got pretty swollen. There were some pretty colors, but it's already starting to go down and go away. And
it didn't fall out, and you're gonna get your adult toe
like a rainbow.
What?
The colors.
Yeah, I'm.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Okay. So anyway. Yep. So yeah, like I injured myself Saturday. Sunday it was still very painful, but not as painful. Today it's been less painful. I'm still kind of being very careful not to put weight on my pinky toe. But it's not, I can bend it more. I can, you know, it's all fine.
See, I'm going the opposite direction. Mine hurts more the more time goes by.
Yeah. That sucks to be you.
Yeah.
But here's the story. As to why maybe I should have gone to urgent care. So there is a member of my family who died from a stubbed toe. He had a lot of other medical issues going on. He was like diabetic and all of this stuff. And he stubbed his toe and there was some internal bleeding and his body wasn't clotting and he didn't go in. Sure. And then after. And I'm like, you know, maybe for peace of mind, because I did keep like looking at this thing like, are you internal bleeding? You don't seem like internal. Mm-hmm. But like as a peace of mind thing.
Sure.
Maybe I should have gone
definitely.
In.
Yeah.
Just to be like, is there internal bleed? It's such a damn near freak accident type thing happened. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm probably good.
Jesus.
But am I, though?
This was a whole episode of House. you know that, right?
Yes.
Like, that somebody in Antarctica...
Is it lupus?
It wasn't lupus.
It's never lupus.
It's never lupus.
Except the one time it was lupus.
He's like, well, goddamn, I think it's lupus.
Yep. No, somebody in a research station in Antarctica.
Mm.
Yep.
Then she took out her own appendix? What?
No, she was the only medical professional there, but video conferencing had been invented, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was... It was a good episode.
But there was internal bleeding.
Yes.
And she was not clotting.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's how one of my uncles died.
Fuck.
Your uncle was in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Yes.
With Dr. House.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, it was Dr. House in Antarctica with the broken toe.
Oh, goodness. I don't remember that episode of Clue.
Was it broken or was it just internal bleeding? Like... Let's be specific here, James.
I guess it depends on how far you put it in.
What?
I don't...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I hurt my toe, and stepping on it hurts.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't like it, and I had fight rehearsals this weekend.
Well, thankfully, it's on your foot, so you almost never walk on that.
Yeah. Well, she can still play video games.
I still could play video games. I decided to watch The Avengers instead. But I did debate. I was like, oh, I could go play video games, I guess.
Here's the thing that I love about this is that Jenna's not a console gamer.
Nope.
So Jenna could play video games if she had your injury.
That's true. I'm a computer gamer.
Well, I mean, so am I. I also do play video games, but even like WASD would...
I can see that being tricky.
All right.
Yeah, even WASD games, you use your thumb for, like, you know...
Jumping.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway.
No, I'm...
I did think of that, too, James. I was like,
Because I was at work today trying to do things like copy
email?
And paste.
Oh,
and it's just like, oh,
oh
this,
no.
Oh,
this sweetie. Sucks. Oh, honey baby. That's no good.
Mm-hmm. That's when you come up with macro keys.
So.
Jesus.
You mean, like... Control C?
No. That's not a macro key. That's a shortcut.
It's a hotkey.
Okay, yes, true. But what I'm saying is it's already a shortcut. Like, that is why it is. So you're basically creating a shortcut around an already existing shortcut.
Yes.
Yeah. Which would have taken longer to just implement than just use the mouse and click.
I used to do a lot of copying and pasting for an aspect of one of my jobs, mm-hmm. and I just started creating macro keys on the keyboard.
I used to do that as well.
For the unused F keys? Yeah.
But, again, by the creating it would have been more time-consuming.
Maybe if he had prepared for this accidental
stabbing.
Again, you
got to put down a tarp.
Put down a tarp and then create the macros. Yeah.
Create the macro keys.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then slip and have your accident.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. So, yeah. But other than that, I did go to Pedantic Eric's birthday shindig.
Oh, yay.
Mm-hmm. Which was a little awkward because it was very busy there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And trying to hobble around.
Sure. I was just about to say, and you danced the night away.
I left early because I was like, and I should probably put this up.
Yeah. Her toe was turning into a pumpkin.
So many
that's
colors.
That's accurate. But
size and color.
Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like I had more that I did. Mostly a lot of rehearsal stuff. doing this Klingon show. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going well. We're going into tech next week, so
oh,
I'm just like,
shit.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
I am going to let people know on the podcast. I didn't tell you guys I was going to do this. Ha ha.
Oh.
Suckers. I am going to let podcast people know, and then I'll probably post about it on Facebook later.
Okay.
But because it has come up a few times now, Joe and I did break up a few weeks ago. And it's fine. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely just like we grew apart in relationship standards, but
yeah.
I feel like we've been closer as friends and roommates since the breakup, like mm-hmm. a lot of conversations, things like that. We are still going to be friends and roommates.
Okay.
There's not currently any plan for him to move out.
Yeah.
Because we make really good roommates.
Nice.
We're talking about figuring out when we can do our next Gentacular.
Nice.
Like,
yes.
Excellent.
We're really good at hosting stuff together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's...
Well, and
it's,
you're, like, the same level of anal about house cleanliness
and things like that.
So.
Where would I find another roommate who could, like, clean things to my specifications?
Exactly.
That's a great question.
Right?
Yeah.
It's either live with him or live alone, and it's nice to have somebody that can do the dishes mm-hmm. occasionally, so,
yeah.
But yeah.
Is it too soon to ask what the betting odds are on him not making it a year?
I got it. That's
okay.
Hilarious.
Okay, good. All right.
Also,
we had this conversation. No, I don't think it was the same night, but it was. I was like, you don't get to die.
Yeah.
You do not get to die. You do not get to die.
No.
He's like, I'm not going to die. You wouldn't be so lucky. And I'm like, here's the thing.
I've been that lucky once.
You do not get to die. You do not get to die. You do not get to die. You do not get. It would destroy me. I would.
Yeah.
Friends everywhere.
Yeah.
If for some reason something happens to Joe in the next year, you put me on immediate watch. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that right now
because
I do not know how my brain would handle that.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, he doesn't get to die. In fact, I don't know. Maybe my whole... We should continue to live together, though, because you're a great roommate. Is like, so I can keep an eye on him. So,
Jesus. Yeah.
But, yeah. No, and it's going pretty well, honestly.
Good.
Like it was one of those things, and to give people some context, like it sounds so cliche to say we grew apart, but like we
but those cliches exist for a reason,
right?
Yeah.
Like we did actually just kind of grow apart. Like I'm way more of an extrovert than he is, And I think, like, COVID happened, and that was his happy place, and he found his happy place, and he was like, I don't have to talk to people ever again, while I was going insane. And then as COVID became less of a pandemic, more of an epidemic, and, like, we were figuring out ways to be social again, I was like, I want to go out and do all the things. And Joe was like, nope. And I'm like, but all of the things. And he's like, nope.
But there are things to do, and there are all
people.
Of them.
And he's like, ew.
Especially.
Like, seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, that's, you know, that's one aspect. But, like, basically, yeah, we just kind of grew apart in certain important areas to each of us. So.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And but, like I said, he's still the best fucking roommate I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, my God. He's so good at it.
Cool.
So, yeah. So all of those awkward comments that podcasters were making about my vaginal ring. Oh, that's another story I can tell.
Okay. Launch into it.
Okay.
So, yeah. I told everybody here about how I was going on hormone replacement therapy.
Yep.
And the way I'm doing that is vaginal ring, NuvaRing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I lost it.
Like, you were doing the dishes and you set it on the edge of the sink. And
it's just, no, I have no idea where the fuck it went. Like, it was... It was, weirdly, Tuesday of last week.
Oh.
Sucked in a myriad of ways, but also I started spotting, and I was like, well, this is awkward. And then, like, Wednesday, I woke up, and the world was on fire, and I hated it. And then also I was bleeding, and I was like, that's not supposed to be happening with the ring.
Yeah.
And I spent the day kind of being like, and then, like, I was like, wait a minute. And, like, I took a shower. And then I checked, and the ring just wasn't there.
Huh.
I literally do not know how my ring ended up not in my vagina, but it was not there.
She said, I can't lose this and put it in a safe place.
That's what it is. Yep. Yep.
For sure. I did...
That's she was real tired and she needed to put her hair back.
Oh, no. Well, and here's the thing. Like, I posted about it on Facebook and a few people mentioned things to do with Joe. And that's why I was like, maybe I should talk about this now. But, like, also... Yeah.
Look at my new What Would Jesus Do bracelet.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I did ask for bits, and boy, howdy, did I get plenty.
That's not a good idea when you don't have your ring.
Plenty of bits. So many bits.
So many bits.
Plenty of bits sounds like a blonde like that girl. Once. That's
my personal favorite was our friend and vilifier Lori posted a picture of Smeagol. The ring. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, shit. So, oh, that's really good.
Yeah. So
before we had kids, my wife was on the new ring, and it did fall out. It does come out every so often. It will fall out. So,
but you'd think I would have noticed. You'd think you would have found it.
Yeah, you'd have been like, look, oh, there's in the bottom of the shower or on my bedroom floor. There's a big plastic something, but nope.
Nope.
Or the floor of the light rail where I was doing stretches.
I've been consistently wearing underwear, so you would think
that homeless guy.
Oh.
Maybe gross. Not my underwear, not my bed, not my shower. Maybe I was taking care of some business on the toilet and it just
maybe
that's the only thing I can possibly think of. But like, and it's not supposed to do that though. Like the whole shape of it, especially when you're doing those things, is like, no, that should be fine.
Sure.
I don't know, man.
There's a way to do something that shouldn't happen. Jenna will find it.
Oh, God, yes. I am.
Well, it's always the last place you look.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you find it? Yep. Why are you still looking for it?
Boredom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta be around here somewhere.
This is where the light is.
Yeah. God damn it.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Huh. So, I did that. That was a funny thing. And mildly concerned. Fuck. Like, I just... What if it's still there? I checked, and it shouldn't... It's not that,
is that
small, and I'm not
bigamy?
That big.
So, like, honest question.
Huh. Okay.
Oh.
With this happening,
yeah.
Do you think you will try to get another one and try again, or?
Well, I have packages of them.
Yeah, you put them in, like, boxes of, like, two or four.
But I'm saying, is you just be like, write that one off, or just be like, no, this isn't for me, and move on to the next thing?
Well, I just popped another one in as soon as I found out that I'm...
All right, well, if that one goes missing, then maybe...
Yeah, maybe I'll have to have another conversation, but, like...
But they were all of them deceived. Fuck. Fuck, Lori, it's so good.
It's so good. That's why she does comedy.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, like, honestly, if I lose them consistently, I'm going to have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But I'll say, yeah, then I might just be like, hey, doc, let's just do this surgery thing. Because I'm not playing with most of the other forms of hormone replacement therapy available.
What if your cooch is a portal to another dimension?
That would explain a few things.
Cooch of holding.
Cooch of Holding was the name of the third song on my album.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Yep.
Purse, purse in my purse.
Ha!
And, and it didn't do as well as you would think, actually. Like, some of the nerds loved it.
It was a little experimental.
It was I don't want to say it's a deep cut. That's
it's a pretty deep gash. Right.
There's a ring to it.
God.
So it was a niche. So
it was niche.
It was niche. Fuck. All right. I'm mad at you. I'm angry and proud.
So
Jenny, but mostly angry.
How did you injure yourself this week?
Just emotionally.
All right, everybody, fucking knock on this shit because I really don't want to get injured.
Neither did I!
I was fine with it.
But I haven't yet injured myself so far. And as a matter of fact...
Today, so far.
Today, I was in the middle of doing wiring.
Oh my God.
In the bathroom.
And you didn't this hurt is
gonna
yourself?
Be a in the shower.
This is going to be a Final Destination situation.
And I, had already turned off the power to the bathroom and checked to make sure that it was in fact off for everything I was working with. That's the first thing. And the second thing was, instead of standing on the edges of the tub to do the work in the ceiling...
Did you actually bring in a solid, like, stepladder of
some sort? I brought
in
a step stool.
Jesus Christ, James.
One that fit in the tub.
Who are you and what have you done with
my
friend,
right?
James?
Because I looked at it and I went, I don't want to go to the podcast with that story.
See, I was fully expecting...
You totally could have just beat us both up.
I was fully expecting a Mr. Magoo situation where James is just... blindly walking through and, like, behind him all the chaos is happening.
I mean, this is how I live my life.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's...
Overall.
Yeah, just my life is one long baby's day out.
Yeah. And then you're walking along just like, la la la, and then you turn around and there's just wave of destruction behind you.
Yeah, a fucking plane in the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, the International Space Station falling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I did a shitload of home repair this weekend.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you didn't injure yourself?
Right.
Doing home repair?
I know.
You did it wrong.
Look. I knocked on this table for a reason. I'm as surprised as anyone.
If you didn't bark your knuckles on something, you didn't do home repair.
I'm really concerned that you and I are the ones that got injured and James isn't.
Look, I'm very worried about that, too.
This is weird. What are you saving up for, James?
That is what I'm worried about.
Shit.
Don't...
If I'm not here next week...
No, okay, you don't get to die either. Oh, like, you don't get to die. Okay. Joe doesn't get
to
die.
I'm the only one who gets to die. Wait.
Salsa can maybe die. Nah, that'd make Raiderly sad. You don't get to die either.
Fine.
But yeah, don't
tell
die.
Tell me
don't...
whether I'm alive.
Although
to
one
die.
Of my friends was like, oh, blah, 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 and that's how I'm going to die. And I was like, I will comfort your widow. Fuck. The two.
There's a plan.
Several things. Several things happened at the homestead, but mostly. Usually when I say I'm going to wreck up a bathroom. It's different. It's different than this.
Yes. I remember living with you.
Yeah. the toilet stopped filling, for
okay.
one.
Sure.
And then also, the people who sold us the house, a very cool thing that they had done in the bathroom is that the shower light fan combo is also a smart speaker. And so when you're sitting on the potty and it's terrible and you realize you have not turned on the fan, you can say, you know, smart assistant, please turn on the bathroom fan. Please, for the love of God.
Oh my God, right now. Please
turn on the fucking bathroom fan.
Oh God.
Yeah. Don't turn on the light right now. We don't need any sparks. But yeah.
We don't want to see this.
No. That too. so, yeah. It occasionally had gone on the fritz, and I went in and reset it and everything like that. Hmm. But it just was not fucking working. And after a series of, like, different and increasingly volatile troubleshooting steps, the company just sent me a new bathroom fan unit and wall plate because mm-hmm. it's got like a smart touch plate for the wall.
Yep.
And so Jax was vending at a, like was working a Twin Cities Con. And so I was home and I was like, this is a perfect opportunity to like, make it so that we have a flushing toilet and a light that works in the bathroom.
Sure.
I swapped out the wall plate. I learned a lot of different things about a particular kind of electrical wiring. But again, thankfully, everything was off at the breaker, which is a great idea, friends.
Oh.
This story is really boring.
And then, took the toilet apart and that kind of stuff to fix the fill valve. But in order to get access to it, I had to move the shelf that is behind the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I had to take the shelf apart because the way that it's constructed.
And you didn't injure yourself.
No.
What the hell, James?
I know.
So confused.
Yeah.
This story is terrible.
Look, I'm
so
scared,
boring.
Too. So, I moved the shelf and then fixed the potty, fixed the light switch plate, and then I was like, that's enough for today, and it's getting dark, and there's no electricity in here, and this, you know, flashlight thing that I've got is not doing the trick anymore, so
right.
We're good for today. Everything's buttoned up. Went, picked up Jax. They said that some of the 3D prints that I had just made sold really well.
Oh, nice.
And someone had asked for the files, like if they could buy the files.
Sure.
Because they were like, yeah, I want to print 1,000 of these. And Jax was like, no.
No.
You could buy 1,000 of them.
No. But you can have some. You can always make your own. But yeah, they sold really well, and I was I was super pleased about it. But then today, after work got done, I was just like, I have to fucking finish that fan, so that people can bathe and shower and have a fan and light that's in the shower and all of that stuff. And so then again, I was standing like ready to hop up on the edges of the tub. And I was like, you know, what's a good idea? Not fucking dying at home.
And yeah, so I took a preventative step ladder, and yeah, got everything put back together. Did not kill myself with that so far.
Preventative step ladder is a good album name.
That really is. Yeah.
What?
Or maybe a brochure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Preventative step ladder.
Yeah, so that's I just
it's a did PSA.
I did a bunch of good home repair, and did not have misadventures this time.
Awful story.
Are we?
Awful story. I'm so sorry.
Waste of our time.
And then I found $5.
Ooh.
No, didn't.
Did
say
you
that.
Actually?
Well, I got money for selling the items that I had made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
It really
I know.
Isn't.
I'm sorry.
Should we take a break? Backwards day?
Fine, we'll take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I love Gold. That wasn't even a good movie. Why? Why?
No, I really hate that when things that are eminently quotable are terrible.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I don't even know what you're quoting.
Gold member.
Austin Powers.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It was a movie of its time, but that time was bad.
Was I drugged up when I was watching that? Because I feel like I got like wisdom teeth pulled and ended up watching that.
Oh, that would be a fantastic experience.
No, but like I knew a guy.
I don't remember any of it.
I knew a guy that would occasionally be like, yeah, my wife, and then be like, oh, now I'm, why did I say that? I'm
although
sad
I
now.
Did have to pull over once because I was listening to the Comedy Button and they had a habit of like obnoxiously like, my wife, whenever somebody's like, oh, yeah, my wife and I went over to them. And they're like, my wife. But then at some point, like, it gets into the meat of your brain. And so one of the guys was like, blah, blah, blah. And I went there with my wife. And I was just, like, really quietly under my, like under my breath. I was like, my wife. And one of the guys on the podcast did it the exact same way.
No.
And he was just like, my wife. And it was very much like the time that I was listening to Putting on the Ritz, and when it got to the chorus, I was like, but not a Ritz. And it ended up being the Gene Wilder.
Version, But that was good. Like That was also good. That is good. That is funny. Yeah. That is something I am happy to quote, because it's genuine. But
there
like,
are poignant things about Borat, but also it's a bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Like,
But every so often you get a bad movie that you just there. That's got that one line that everybody says, and then you start saying it, and then it's
part of the cultural zeitgeist. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we back?
It is very similar to We're Back. I'm Salsa. Okay.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
That's what I've heard.
And speaking of watching various media and having it creep into the zeitgeist, what have we been watching and reading and consuming in various shapes or forms?
I really haven't been.
and that's okay.
I watched The Avengers yesterday because I just didn't want to do anything and I wanted light and fluffy in my brain.
The mod TV show or the movie?
The movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good distinction, though.
That's pretty much it.
I just saw VHS tape of The Avengers today, and I was like,
"Wait,
was that?
What?
Yes. But it was...
Shit?
But it was the 1996 Avengers
movie,
Ray Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes, and Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was its own kind of masterpiece. There were things I liked about it.
When you say that, I'm picturing like when a 7-year-old does a finger painting and you're like, oh, sweetie, that's so good.
I mean, pretty much it, yeah.
You got all of the colors to match what reality kind of thinks they should be. Good job.
But it's no Diana Rigg.
No. No one could be.
No. That she is forever Emma Peel.
Yes.
And that is the way the world should be.
Yeah. No, I yeah, I have a show that I've been watching.
What's that?
It's Gastronauts.
It's sounds appropriate for something you'd be watching.
It's a show on Dropout.
On what?
On Dropout.
Yet another streaming service.
Well, this one, this is the streaming service that isn't done by a big company.
There are many that aren't done by big companies, actually.
So College Humor, after they stopped being College Humor, became Dropout.
Oh, I thought they still were College Humor.
Nope. College Humor became Dropout, and then they started doing Game Changer, Make Some Noise, all of that stuff.
Sure.
A bunch of Dimension 20.
They still have the CH logo, though.
No.
Really?
No. Oh. No, it's as a matter of fact.
The logo might exist on previous content.
I still see stuff pop up where they
It might exist on previous content.
Sure, yeah. Probably. When it first started, a lot of those games, it was...
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just watching old
like
media.
Game Changer, I think, started as College Humor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, on Dropout, Gastronauts, they get three guests and the host together. Those three guests instruct three chefs to complete a food-making challenge that is
make a pie that
weird.
Doesn't look like a pie.
Not even that. Like, the first challenge in the first episode of this first season is, I want the heaviest food. The chef that makes the heaviest food is the winner. And so they make three absolutely glorious dishes, but And everyone is like, oh, this dish has this quality and everything like that. And the person asking for it is like, yeah, but this one's the heaviest.
Okay.
There's another one that's like, make me the something that is the most butter.
What is a stick of
the
butter?
Most butter. And with a drink that will pair.
Buttered rum.
With butter, and I think one of the drinks is buttered rum.
With a stick of butter.
It might be. But the chefs take this very seriously. They create absolutely fucking glorious food. It is a show that you should eat before or during the watch.
This sounds like a great cheese date show.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
My wife and I do cheese dates.
Sounds amazing.
All right. She goes to like Lunds and Byerly's and gets the little like
the
sample
off-cut
cheeses that the off cut cheeses that are like $2 for a tiny little piece of cheese.
But it's always something
and
super good.
And a box of Triscuits, like roasted garlic Triscuits.
Hell yes.
And we have like seven cheeses and a box of Triscuits, and we watch.
That's amazing.
British TV.
Yeah.
Continue. I will get to. I was starting to go into what I was, but I will. I'm sorry.
The challenges are always super fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like use this ingredient. It's not an Iron Chef thing. They have a half an hour to make whatever food. They have three chefs, three challenges, three judges, and it's vaguely space themed. So it's Gastronauts. And it's wonderful. It's funny. It is, again, mouth-watering.
Sounds amazing.
I wholeheartedly recommend. So there's that. The book that I just finished was the last book in the Stephen King Dark Tower series, which is really good. There are things that I love about it. There are things that haven't aged well, and there are things that are kind of not what I would have done. But also, I'm not a bajillionaire author, so it's not up to me. But that was a solid series, and now I'm reading Sea of Tranquility, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
By the same author that did Station 11. So it's got a very I usually put speculative fiction kind of on a scale between Tad Williams and Neal Stephenson, where Tad Williams starts out with like super dry, grounded shit, and then gets into
just weird abstract
Esoterra,
fantasy.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it, Neal Stephenson, he always starts out someplace completely fucking weird and disparate, and then everything sort of loops in together and becomes one solid, very kind of sensibly almost realistic thing.
It congeals.
And so for me, they're on two sides of it feels like it's in the middle of those, where you're getting just enough information so that it feels grounded, but it's also weird enough to really keep you invested. So it's that's quite good. Other than that, playing the newest Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom, which is super fun.
I have, that is on my Christmas wish list right now.
It's such an unusual game.
Wait, which one?
Echoes of Wisdom. You play as Zelda.
First time.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
No, Joe did actually play through this.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the best game ever.
It's very fun.
I was like, throw a bet on it.
You're right.
And then he did. And it didn't do anything.
No.
But I was excited that he could throw a bet on it. Like, that was neat.
Well, and in a regular Zelda, when you see a brand new enemy, you're like, oh man, what is the secret to this thing that I can use to defeat this?
Or throw a bet on it.
What tool am I going to get that's going to make this easier? But instead, now in this game, when I see something and I haven't thrown a bet on it, I'll be like, how am I going to use this to solve other things?
Sure.
That's a very, almost like a Pokemon idea to things.
I liked that. I'm going to throw a bet on it.
Throw a bet on
it. If you liked it, then you should have lost a ring on it.
Oh, God. Oh, so, I'm still concerned that next time one of us goes to change the sheets on that bed, that we're just going to randomly... there it is.
Found it.
Yep.
Fa-pwing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Take a picture. Send it to Rue.
It's not quite that elasticy. Thank you very much. It's
the ring?
How much distance do you think you're going to get on that ring?
It's not terribly elastic.
Yeah.
I just realized I said throw a bet on it.
Yeah.
And that is how I injured my foot.
Yes.
But in reverse.
Yeah.
So that may have just been karma.
Huh.
For me.
All of that's been really good. I've been playing a lot of old 3DS games because I just modded my 3DS.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because of the e-store where you would buy the games and the DLC and everything like that is gone, and there are games and DLC that you can't, like, physically cannot get from anywhere else.
Sure.
And so someone was like, cool, I'm just gonna host my own store.
Yep.
And so you can put that on there, and then you have access to things that are effectively lost forever now.
And that is the thing with digital properties is like, with a physical thing, like I bought a video game, and as long as I've got a working console that'll run it, I can still do this.
Yep.
But like, so many games are just like they don't exist in physical space, and so if as soon as the like servers are turned off, that's you're done.
Yep. Well, and I'm going to be modding the Nintendo Wii that I have, because when I started that up, it's a fucking graveyard.
Yep.
Next? It's just row after row of tombstones of things that you start up and they go, the service has been discontinued. Yep. Thank you for enjoying it.
Yep.
You no longer have access. Yeah. So
the fact that there are people out there that have preserved that software.
Yeah. Well, somebody did the same thing with Xbox Live for the original Xbox, where it had been shut off around the time of Halo 2's decline in order to prep for the next thing that they were doing. And
it sucked.
So people had spent so much time, as long as there was somebody in a game, they couldn't shut it down.
Yep.
And so people were just logging into this last game and staying as long as they possibly could.
To keep it going.
To keep that Xbox Live going as long as possible. And there's like a, there's a romance to that. But then somebody did a similar thing and they've rebuilt it, you know, kind of figured out what the black box is that it connects to and made a service that it can connect to to recreate that sort of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is fucking fantastic.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been doing.
Cool, cool. I've been consuming a few bits of media. Up until 2 days ago, I was playing Biomutant.
Oh, never heard of it.
That sounds delightful.
It is a fun game, honestly. It is... I feel like a lot of people won't like it.
Okay.
Because it does get repetitive after a little while.
It depends on the kind of repetition.
Exactly. But this is the, like I can... I was just looking at online at some various things, and some people were like, it's just the same thing over and over. And it's just like, I mean...
Sometimes that's okay.
Kind of is, but it's also beautiful. It is... You are a... This is, like, in the future, and in humanity future. Has gone because they have polluted the environment and put, you know... biotoxins out into the world, and humans are gone, and animals have mutated into sentient beings, and you are this, like...
Can I be a deer?
Raccoon-y, like...
Be a deer.
Mammal.
Thank you.
Who...
Red panda?
No, I don't
Can
remember.
Can I be a red raccoon?
I don't...
That'd be pretty close.
It's like a centaur, but the upper part is
the thing
a...
is your character is... highly customizable as far as coloration goes, and like it's not like a slide, like there's a circle where you can like slide the little dot and it changes all sorts of things, like the ear shape and the size and everything like that. So it's, you could probably make a facsimile of a panda
I'm in
red panda.
I'm gonna play this.
All right.
I don't know for a fact. I've got this blue raccoony thingy. It's all very like vague as to exactly what animals these came from.
Okay.
So, but this world is populated by these sentient furry
creatures.
And you wander around and you find like what used to be cities, of humanity that are just run down and stuff like that, and you find and there's like puzzles, which are like you find an old TV, or you find an old radio, or an old like pipe or something like that, and you have to like turn these dials to like line the colors up, but you only have so many moves, but they're also extremely simple puzzles, which is.
Oh, I like that. I actually, like, if I'm looking for just, like, a general kind of, like, chill time killer, that might be fun for me.
It is. It's just, like, it's not so difficult that you have to, like, spend a lot of time with this puzzle. It's just, like, line these up in 10 moves or less. It's just, like, okay, you can do that. And it's more of a collecting thing than a solving thing. You know?
This actually does start to sound more and more like my thing.
It is absolutely up my alley. But it is just a gorgeous world, and you learn martial arts, and you have guns and weapons.
Fucking, you had me at red panda like creature.
I absolutely love it. I'm enjoying it a great deal. But you
say less, take my money.
But like the world is under threat, and you have to, like the tree of life is in danger, and there are four creatures that are chewing on the four like roots of the tree of life that you need to defeat. And there's like six different tribes that you can choose to align with and defeat the other tribes to unite the tribes. And depending on if you're like a light or a dark character. Dark doesn't necessarily mean evil, but more like self-important.
Okay.
If that makes sense, it's not so much
self-focused versus community.
Exactly.
Individual
it's not
versus
so much
community.
A moral call as opposed to a what are you more worried about? Like getting at like making sure you survive or making sure everybody survives.
Okay.
But like depending on if you're light or dark aligned, you can try to persuade some of the tribes to join your tribe, or you'd have to just straight out kill them. And it's a huge world, and it's gorgeous, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. You find old bits of technology that you can use to traverse the world and stuff like that. And it's
nice.
I'm enjoying it. But I won't be able to play it for a while now. I've been reading some books. My wife, for our anniversary, got me a whole bunch of books by a historian named Michael Livingston, and I recommend these books a great deal. I'm reading one right now on a battle that happened in the, like, 700s in England between, like, the Anglo-Saxon king and the Vikings.
Nice.
But there is, like, some really interesting... He's a historian that is less about this happened in this year and this is the people that were involved in these. This is the, like, the socioeconomic situation that led to this. He's less about
that. The drier history.
And more about, like, how we think about history.
Okay.
There's been a few times where I've, like, read a passage to my wife because I needed to, because it was just like, imagine you are in a room. All of the lights are out, and you spend 5 minutes in this room with no lights, wandering around, barking your shins, you know, knocking stuff over, slamming your pinky into the bed, stabbing your hand with a tool,
using, like, a step stool in the shower,
and then, like, after 5 minutes, you're asked to come out of the room and draw a map of the room. You can absolutely do it,
yeah,
but it's going to be a very crude map,
sure. Right.
And he goes, now, that map that you have is the reality as you are able to determine it.
Yeah.
For somebody else, for people who live in that room, they can turn on the lights, they look around, and this is what the room looks like.
Yeah.
The Dark Ages are not dark for the people who lived in the room. The Dark Ages are dark for us.
Gotcha. Because we have no information.
It was not the Dark Ages for them. They knew what was going on. They were educated to the time.
Right.
The Dark Ages were dark for us. We're the ones who don't know what's going on. Not
them. Absolutely.
And just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, you think of the Dark Age and you're like, oh, it's a time where everybody didn't know anything.
Where everybody was dumb.
They were dumb and because, you know, they had no education. And it's just like, oh, no, they knew exactly what they were doing. We're the dumb ones. Oh, fuck. You know.
We're missing some information.
Yeah. And various other things, like just talking about the time he's talking about dating things. He's just like, you know, we have such a hard time trying to put together a timeline because
Jenna had carbon like that once.
Because people, and it's not that people aren't writing down timelines. It's just they are writing down timelines, but like the whole BC-AD thing wasn't invented until the late 6th century.
Yeah.
Right.
They were writing down timelines, but they were writing it based on what they knew, which was relative to other things. In the seventh year of this king's reign, we're the dumb fucks who don't know when that king's reign is.
Yep.
Sure.
So us putting together a timeline is just all of the information is written down, but the points of reference are missing.
Sure.
You know, like that sort of thing. It's just like, oh.
Okay, I'm
going to
say a thing that may or may not bother you.
Please.
The Bible has historical information involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is not a historical text, but it does have a bunch of information that was as historical as could be gotten to the time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of begotten. So-and-so begot so-and-so, so-and-so begot so-and-so, and that was basically the way of telling time.
Absolutely,
with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about this, I'm like, yeah, it's just like Deuteronomy. Oh, God.
but it absolutely, 100%, that's exactly the same thing that he's talking about here. And it's just like, oh, this is really interesting, is for somebody living in that time, this made 100% sense.
Absolutely.
They knew exactly what the fuck they were talking about. We're the ones who don't know what they're talking about.
Yep.
But anyway.
So, one of those, why was this so important? Mm-hmm. This was telling time.
Yeah, they didn't also need, like, a train schedule Mm-hmm. Like, so knowing the exact date and time was...
Yeah, exactly. They didn't they didn't need to know specifics like that. So I'm like 80 pages into this one book, and I have just gotten to the birth of one of the kings involved in this battle that this book is about. Like, the, like, that's how much groundwork we're laying here. So fascinating. So, done that. Oh, and I am watching. I started watching, and I'm probably... I am late to the game on this one, but I've been watching Arcane League of Legends.
Okay.
Is that the cartoon?
It's the cartoon based on the video game.
Okay, yeah.
And it's... real so good.
It does look so really good.
It's one of the characters.
Oh, so goddamn good.
When I watched it, I was like, I could see Jessa playing that character so hard, or like cosplaying that character.
Yeah. The one who went a little crazy.
Yeah.
A little cray cray. Yeah. No, it's real good showing how this one character.
She would have so much fun with that.
Like, is descending into an agent of chaos and a little bit, like, not all there. And how it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And you're even though they are somebody who is real fucked up in the head and is not a terribly good person, you're still kind of like, I still kind of want you to win.
One of the things that I do love about
and it's good so writing.
It's so pretty, yeah.
Even like horror movies, anime, all kinds of different things where you're watching it and you know that something bad is going to happen, but you're like, I would have made the same choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or that choice is too difficult for me to know what I would choose in this moment.
Given the circumstances or the information that I had kind of stuff. Absolutely.
Shit.
But I had kind of written it off as, it's a video game show, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be fan service based on this.
Historically.
On this MOBA.
Sure.
Which I don't like MOBAs at all, so why would I be interested
in this? They're not especially story heavy either.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm watching this going, no, this is really whoever the writer's
I think my brother was the one that convinced me to watch it like a year and some ago, and I was just like, I was blown the fuck away.
Yeah. It's super good.
It's so good. The story's good. Everything's pretty. Just go see it. Go see it. Go see it, friends.
And then finally, what I was alluding to earlier with cheese dates with my wife is I love watching British TV, as we have well established to us. We found a new show that we have rather fallen in love with. Oh. It's called I'll Get It, or I'll Get That.
Okay.
And what it is it's a reality game show?
Oh. All right.
It's five celebrities get together for dinner.
All right.
And they sit down at the table, and they put their credit card in a bowl in the middle.
Oh.
And then as dinner goes on, they play a series of games.
Oh, my God.
And the winner of the games takes their credit card out of the bowl. Mm. And whoever's left at the end pays for dinner.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a rich bitch game, and I am in.
It is 100%.
I mean, this is like when people used to, like, smartphones were just hitting it big, and people started making the party rule that you put your phone in the middle of the table, and the first person to touch their phone
has to pay for dinner.
Has to pay for everybody's dinner.
It's
like, I could see doing this for like a cup of Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And not. Dinner.
Yeah, it is real nice dinner. Like, people are getting, like, $50 steaks and things like that. You know, dinner generally, when it comes around, and they show the prices of everything. Like, as people are ordering their sides and their stuff like that, they're popping up the prices of various things. And that actually does come into play. One of the episodes we watched, the last game was, like, asking questions about the meal that they just had.
No.
Like, what was the price of the least expensive appetizer?
Holy shit. Fucked.
But it's real. It's really fun. And typically, the loser has to spend about £500.
Okay.
Because, again, British.
Yeah.
But it's real fun. And it's comedians and celebrities, and they're just... Ooh. It's most of the show is just five fun people getting together and like hanging out and basically doing what we're doing right now. and having a good time. And then,
except they get dinner, salsa.
They get dinner, and then
we need dinner.
And then a waiter will come around and put an envelope in the middle of the table, and somebody has to open up the envelope and read. You know, this is the next thing that we have to do.
Right.
And they'll play a game, and then somebody gets to not pay for their meal.
That's fucking great.
It's very, very fun. Go to YouTube and look up. I'll get that.
Okay, my fellow co-hosts.
Yeah.
We need a waiter. To bring us food and drop an envelope in the middle of our...
I'll get this. That's what it's called. I'll get this.
Okay. We still need a waiter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, here's the thing. It doesn't have to be $50 steaks. Well, it could be, like, shows up with a bag of Cheez-Its.
I mean...
and drops an envelope.
You're allergic to two of those things.
At least.
We used to have an engineer...
I know.
Who that was their job.
Oh, not the Cheez-Its, but
not
like...
Not the Cheez-Its, but yeah. So anyway, highly, highly encourage
anyway,
you to,
we need,
to
we need
check
a waiter.
That one out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I've been introducing Jax to The Storyteller because it's streaming for free live right now on YouTube.
Yeah, I might have to.
There's just a channel that fucking plays it. End to end, over and over again.
Yeah, everybody could use more storytelling in their lives. The Jim Henson Storyteller stuff is amazing.
So good.
We've got a couple cassettes of that somewhere.
Yeah. I have a CD. No, VHS?
Yeah, VHS.
Shit.
I think we've got a couple VHS.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Well, what have you... Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I already said I haven't been doing anything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yeah, I saw The Avengers the other day because I was sad and wanted some bubbles.
About
and that was
Uma
it.
And
yes.
Yep.
Uma
that was it.
And,
we did it.
Yep.
We did it. We're good.
We're going to take a break now, James.
Okay. Okay.
I clearly need one.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Stefan Senpai!
Stefan!
I believe this is the last of the pre-Halloween ones.
I feel bad, but like I did have to kind of get mine in that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, so we have opening thoughts.
Yes.
Glad you asked before it became too late for me to submit one today.
This is going to be time sensitive, or at least time telling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dated. Mm-hmm. Dated. This will be dated.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Assemble or build?
I just saw Avengers, so I feel like I have to go with assemble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's fair.
Like, I can't not at this point, right?
Okay.
Like, Avengers build just doesn't have the right vibe to it.
I just assembled a daybed from IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
And I really fucking love assembling IKEA furniture.
Yeah, I do too.
There is something so just cathartic
so
about it.
My
wife is just like, oh, I just want the furniture. And I'm just like, no, I want. Yeah, yeah, so
I
whenever she brings home anything from IKEA, she's like, do you want to put this together? It's like,
yes, I do.
Yes.
It's Legos you can sleep on.
But building something from scratch is. It's not as polished at the end, but you built that.
Okay, I have an actual question for
you
guys.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So in my office area, my home office, the solarium.
God.
Salsa leaves. I decided that I needed some sheer drapes in the solarium because... So I have like
regular drapes, but just a little steeper.
I have blinds in there that mm-hmm. are like the 70s style where you pull on the cord and it just kind of rolls up.
Sure, sure.
But in between, there are times where the sun hits just right.
Oh.
And the sun comes through and I'm trying to work and I've got just blinding light in my face and I have to like shift my body either back or forward so that I can continue working.
Yeah.
Also, the trim, I am sad to say, although it was originally wood, has been painted white.
Oh.
I know. I hate that. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I'm mad about it. But I was like, okay, so I want to put something on the windows for both that light issue and to kind of tone down the fact that everything's fucking white along these windows.
Yeah.
So.
To de-gentrify your.
Basically, I looked through a bunch of things I wanted. I knew I wanted like green sheer drapes, curtains, whatever. I don't know which is which, but things on the window. And I was looking at different hangers and different things like that.
Yeah.
And what I ended up doing is they've got like these little leather strap loopy things that you can get for like super fucking cheap.
Hot.
Hmm. Yeah. And they have these kind of like push pin hanger things that you can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
That effectively it's like a fancy painter's nail, but like with a bigger head.
Yeah.
On the end,
mm-hmm.
So it looks cooler. It's more decorative and not just the functionality of a painter's nail.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more of that, like, upholstery tack looking
kind
thing.
Kind of, yeah. So I got these leather straps and this push-pin thing that is specifically designed for using in... they market it towards renters. Guess what I am. So,
well, there you go.
And then I got... For curtain rods, because I was just doing the shears and it wasn't going to be super heavy, I actually got 3-foot-long bamboo sticks, which was just the right size for everything.
Perfect.
And I basically took all of these elements from different areas on the super cheap, and I got a bunch of curtain and rod and hanger and everything else for like $62, which I thought was a really good job for 6 fucking windows.
Not bad. That's,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is, did I assemble this or did I build it?
You built
it.
I
feel like you...
But I got all of the pieces from different places and I didn't actually put any of the pieces... I didn't create any of the pieces.
Right. If you had sewn the fabric to make it into curtains or drapes...
Right.
Okay.
Then see, I might say build.
That's the question.
Yeah. No.
But also, some of those pieces were not intended for the thing.
Right.
I guess I am swayed that that does sound like an assembled to me.
I'm gonna go assembled.
But like the bamboo isn't intended to be a curtain rod.
Correct. Yeah.
I just fucking decided that's what it was gonna do now.
Did you have to cut those or change them dramatically?
I did have to adjust the sizing on one of the bamboos.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was able to just snap it where I needed it, so I didn't really cut it. But I did... shorten it.
Yeah.
In a way that I measured out.
Yeah.
So I did measure it out before I shortened it. So there was that construction or deconstruction element.
I'm willing to say built.
Did you get curtains or did you get fabric that you made into curtains?
I got curtains.
I would say assembled.
You would say assembled.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards assembled myself, but it's kind of that weird, like, found object.
There was definitely some Frankensteining.
Yeah.
But it was
like,
still...
I'm so proud of it. I'm like, look what I did.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't just handed an IKEA set to put together. Yeah. You know, it wasn't pre-thought out for me. I put the thought into
it.
But the physical construction of those elements, it was much more IKEA once I put the thought into it. So, I don't know. Is there another third word that would work better for something like that?
Homebrewed? Well, because I
kind of like homebrewed a little bit better than repurposed.
Yeah, homebrewed is good. I had a project like that at one point where I had
repurposed like decorative paper. It was supposed to be for like fancy projects, mm-hmm. scrapbooking and stuff.
Sure.
But it was huge. It was 2 feet wide.
Sure.
And then each roll was like 5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut squares, giant squares out of it, folded them into pyramids, and then used furniture brads to put them on the ceiling to make what looked like a tin ceiling.
Mm.
Okay, sure. I think you've talked about this before. Yeah.
And so for me, that's kind of the same thing.
That's got a bit more, I don't know.
I disagree. I think that is, it is a different thing.
Okay.
Because these, again, these were curtains that were used as curtains.
Yeah.
You used something that was not a tin roof to make a tin roof.
Okay.
I would agree with that. Although I did use bamboo, which was not intended to be curtain rods, as curtain
true.
Rods.
That's but the, where I'm leading, the yeah. meat of it was curtains.
Okay.
You didn't put up curtain rods that also had curtains on them. You put up curtains.
All right.
You had an inventive and novel way to put those curtains up.
Although it was mm-hmm. important to me that the curtain rods matched the rest sure. of the design of the room.
But the rod itself is more of an accessory to the curtain, I would say.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not 100% sold
that's
on
fair.
That.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to go with it for that's now, fair. But I'm not 100% sold.
Yeah.
Fair
like,
enough.
I could be swayed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So.
I might actually go built on that.
Yeah.
And so for this, I would say built for this. I don't think that's necessarily... I don't think your interior
my
decorating is the context.
My specific interior decorating that I just decided on 3 days ago and implemented
yeah.
today.
Yeah, that is
that's probably
the
not the that's, context wow. from something submitted mm-hmm. like a week or four ago.
Stefan Senpai's no. been pretty prescient before.
Well, it's true.
We'll have to see.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Legos.
Okay.
Do you assemble a kit or do you build something from scratch?
Ooh.
And building something from scratch, don't get me wrong, assembling a kit, very fun. I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
Just like,
I like them both.
Just like IKEA furniture, that rush of endorphin I get doing yeah. that is so much fun. But just building something from scratch, yeah.
If I get sure. space Legos or something like that, definitely build. If I get a kit that makes, like I got a kit that makes the typewriter. I got a kit that makes the mm-hmm. Mario question block.
Again, assembled. That's just like getting IKEA. It yeah. is you start with a thing, yeah. you end up yeah. with specifically
oh,
that thing.
That question block too. God, that is so good.
All right.
All right.
Question number two.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look to James on this one.
Okay.
Mad Cats
oh, okay.
with a Z.
Yeah.
That sounds weirdly familiar.
Yeah,
actually.
It's a controller and peripheral manufacturer.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's the little okay. brother controller.
That doesn't mean anything.
Historically, there's the good controller that came with the system, and then there's the that would be like $40 or $50 to get another one, and then there's the $15 or $20 cheap ass knockoff
think
controller.
Wish discount Logitech.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, or Nyko.
Yeah, Nyko is a slightly better brand than Mad Catz. Everybody had a Mad Catz something.
I did not.
So
your statement is false.
Salsa.
The majority of people who
I don't want to make this joke. Okay.
You're not people?
I didn't okay. want to make that joke. I'm glad you did.
I'm willing to.
You
yeah.
desperately wanted to make that joke. Are you fucking kidding?
Don't so, be
you were busting at the seams to make that joke. Don't lie to us.
You can lie
you
to yourself. Don't lie to us.
I did lie to myself.
Okay.
I was doing so well until you caught
called
me.
It out.
Yeah. I was completely fooled. So, the Nyko was a slightly nicer brand, I think.
I feel like this might be the actual question, is yeah. which was better between mm-hmm. the two of them.
Yeah.
And since Salsa and I have nothing to go by,
yeah.
I did recognize Mad Catz as a thing.
Yeah.
And that just seems like a more fun name, so I'm going with that one.
Also having no skin in the game, Mad Catz, aside from the fact that they used a Z as a plural.
Oh, it was which, the 90s.
Yeah.
I know, I'm aware of that, which is the only reason I'm giving it a pass. because that's just the way they did things back then, and fuck everybody for doing that. But Mad Cat seems more whimsical. Nyko could be a fucking digestive for all I know.
I mean, anything's digestive once.
You're talking to the sword swallower.
I'm no, it's aware. I'm going to say Nyko made better stuff, but Mad Cats had more things.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Question number 3. Arcade or Xbox?
Okay.
Where did I spend more of my time gaming? It really depends on the timeline. Mm. We're talking 90s arcade, because I did not have a console. If we're talking early 2000s, Xbox, because we had a console and I had a child.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going out.
I would, for the sake of a timeline, argue the same time period.
As the Mad Cats?
Xbox and arcade from the same time period. So not like arcades before Xbox came out.
No. But didn't Xbox come out in like the late 90s?
It did.
But that's what I'm saying, is from the same contemporary timeline.
I think what Jen is saying is she knows that they were out at the same time, but she didn't have an Xbox or a console.
Yeah, I didn't have an Xbox in the 90s, but I did in the 2000s.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, I thought
For me, the answer would be different depending on which time period. I thought you meant 90s
arcades versus 2000 Xbox. Okay, no. Sorry. Nope. Sorry, I apologize.
No, this is how my life happened.
No, okay,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I'm going to say I've played multiplayer games more at home on home consoles like the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Than I have in arcades, even counting like X-Men and Simpsons and Turtles in Time. Yeah.
Turtles though. Fuck. Yeah,
I played a lot of The Simpsons.
Turtles and X-Men were kind of my fucking arcade games.
Mm-hmm. And Battletoads. We had Battletoads and Simpsons at the roller skating rink. But I grew up poor.
Yeah.
And we never did arcades. Like, I can count on my hands the number of times that I put money into a cabinet before college.
We had Circus or Circus Pizza here, which ended up being, because of the birthday package that they had, parents could get 2 pizzas and like 50 tokens for $25 or something.
Yeah, and that was where kids had their birthdays, Circus.
And we never did that.
We also had, like, we didn't live that far from one of the malls.
Yeah.
So, like, for us, we had mall access.
Sure.
And therefore arcade access. And, like, it wasn't even, like, an arcade. It was just, like, a fucking hallway that had some games plugged into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fucking what? Yeah, we could do that.
Like the tiny corner room in the hotel bar.
Oh. It's like, room is far too generous, sir. Yeah. This was the dead end where people would have gotten killed, except there were arcade games, so they got distracted and started playing games. Mm-hmm. Like, it was actually preventative.
Yeah.
The nearest cabinet was an hour away.
Yeah.
And it was only, we would go, like, once a year, we would go roller skating at the rink in the nearest city, which was exactly the roller rink you're thinking of, that 70s carpet that kind of smelled a little bit. And they had a couple cabinets in one end of the roller rink.
Question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's a cabinet?
The arcade cabinet.
Okay.
Yeah, tall, standy press board
where you put the money in,
sides and light up face with the TV in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not how I've known that to be called.
Fair.
Wow.
The
game box or the arcade game.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called a cabinet.
But, like, again, it was like Simpsons, and they had, like, one of the rail shooters and something like that.
Sure.
But it was, we would do that once a year, And we were just like, Mom, can I play the video games? No, you're here to roller skate. Go roller skate. We're not spending money on video games. Right. So, like, literally, this is not hyperbole. Before college, I can count on my hands the number of times I put money into a cabinet. Because it never fucking happened.
Definitely played, well, like, when our washer and dryer died, my parents would bring us to the laundrette. And
how do laundrette?
Yeah.
Laundromat.
Yeah, that too.
Is it the same thing, or is laundrette different than a laundromat?
I'm misusing the term, because for me, laundrette is like two or fewer machines, like two or fewer sets. But like a laundromat is the larger.
But the question you were asking is, how do you keep the kids occupied?
Right.
And the answer for my parents was, give them a book.
Yeah. And I mean, that would have worked too, but also an easy way to keep us from fighting physically was to have us compete for high scores in Pac-Man.
Oh, see, they gave us each a book, and I was happy about it.
Sure.
Personally.
We had lots of games on our computers, so we just didn't go out. I did a lot of BBS, and then... Sure. In the 90s, I was building websites, so I don't... This entire thing is foreign to me, but I'm delighted in learning.
Yeah, no, the only computer games I played, again, before college were computer games. The first time I played a console that I owned and didn't belong to my cousin or something like that was in college. So
I inherited an Atari later in life.
Nice.
Not when Atari was a thing, but like mid-late 90s.
Sure.
I did get to play a bunch of stuff on that. But yeah, that wasn't... I borrowed... Sega was actually, I think, the first console that I played. And then
Saturn or a Genesis?
I want to say Genesis. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sure, I figured.
Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't own a console until mid-90s, I want to say.
Gotcha.
I guess otherwise, what I'm trying to say is Xbox.
Okay.
Arcade.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go Xbox.
Mm. Also, I can sit while playing Xbox.
I can say we're playing an arcade game.
I suppose if they have a stool.
Yeah. They have something tall enough.
Or if you have tall friends.
Usually you stand at them. But,
all right, James, next time we go to an arcade, I'm sitting on you.
It's only fair.
Question number four. climb or ride?
I am not one for roller coasters. I am not a big rides person overall. Mm-hmm. However, if we are talking about a playground.
Oh, hell yes.
I will ride the shit out of a tire swing.
I do love a tire swing.
So hard. Before I'm climbing on monkey bars.
Until you throw up, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was the one thing that I could do on the playground was spin the shit out of people on the tire swing, and they fucking loved me for it.
Oh, yeah.
But only in that moment. The rest of the time I was bullied like Cinderella.
I went with somebody to bring their child to a playground, and I discovered that the more modern carousels have a maximum speed.
What? Now, the carousels were amazing.
Yeah.
Push
them too fast. One, they've got walls so that... kids
I'm kind of okay with the walls, I'm not
right,
gonna lie.
Right.
Like,
although, you know, if they get, I don't want to use the phrase thrown clear, but it could be like being in a blender. If you achieve a certain speed, I, as an adult, spinning the merry-go-round while these tiny children shrieked and laughed, it would hit a speed where it would start to... There's some kind of a speed-activated clutch that slows it down or keeps it from going faster.
Mm. Fuck that bullshit.
And it was more than one of them, so I knew that it wasn't just that one was fucked up or something. Yeah. They are now designed to have a limited top speed.
Probably wise, but still bullshit.
Yeah.
I liked climbing things. I still like climbing things. I used to have a membership to REI specifically so I could once a week go to the climbing wall.
Have I got a deal climb. For you later, Salsa? We'll talk.
Okay.
Oh, James knows exactly what it is. I have since gotten
fat and it's not as easy for me anymore. But I used to go there once a week and just climb the climbing wall in the REI because it was.
It's good for you. You need two hands, though.
I enjoy. Yeah, I can't do it at the moment.
Fuck, that was hilarious. I'm mad about that one. I should have thought of it.
Oh no, I had already thought of it. But, I enjoy climbing things. Whereas riding, I hadn't thought about like.
Tire swing carousel.
I hadn't thought about like amusement park rides. I was thinking more like riding in a car or a motorcycle. Oh, I was just like, that's fun for about 2 minutes, and then it's just like I'm done. So I'm gonna go with climb.
I have very intentionally decided to take the stairs instead of the escalator.
All right.
On many occasions.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take the escalator, but I like to hum to myself while I do it. I'm like,
nice.
I like to take the escalator, but use them as stairs, the opposite direction, because that pisses people off.
Can't imagine why.
Escalator is not stairs.
Yes. Sorry for the convenience. Question number five. Primary or secondary?
Ooh. Secondary. Secondary colors include green and orange.
Secondary fermentation is where you add the flavors.
I had more friends in secondary school than I did in primary school.
All right.
That's very fair.
Question number one. Assemble or build. What do you do more often with your Lego set?
Holy shit.
I'll assemble you them per the instructions or build something of your own design.
I'll start by assembling.
What do I do more often, though? I will get a kit for Christmas or something, and I will assemble it, and I have my Viking ship and my AT-AT walker.
Those are very nice.
Which are very nice, but more often than not, I'm going to just make something fun.
Yeah.
We have tubs of Legos. I am going to just put shit together.
I don't actually have any kits.
Mm.
Oh.
I only have pieces, and most of that... Here's the thing. I got a bunch of Lego stuff for when I have kids over at my place, specifically because of Salsa's children, the little fuckers. Apparently, my magnetic toys weren't good enough for them.
Oh, they grew out of them pretty quick.
Yeah. But anyway, so I've got these, and I still haven't had them over since I got the Legos.
Aww.
Well, because my busy season started up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't have kits.
Yeah.
I just have Legos.
Well, if you start the Gentacular up again.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out when. We're trying to figure it out. It's got to be after my show opens, but before Joe disappears for Christmas. So, cool. Which is the sad thing. I'm not going to be in KC for Christmas this year.
You won't be able to get a mystery beer.
I know.
No mystery beer. No shitting in Iowa ditches.
I mean, I could still travel down to Iowa.
No. Yeah. Gas station, barbecue.
Right. I'm thinking of just taking a little car trip myself during Christmas this year.
You could go up north to Duluth.
No. You should just carpool with Joe all the way to Kansas City and then stay at a hotel and then.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
No, I know.
That would be weird and awkward.
Mystery and beer and also, gas station barbecue.
There is that. or. I could go up north. I could go up to Grand Marais.
There is that.
Yeah, they have the world's best donuts.
I'm gluten-free, you fucking asshole.
I
didn't say they were for you.
Why would you say that? Question number two. Mad Cats or Nyko?
Okay.
Which third party had consistently worse
Mad Cats
controller?
All right. Mad Cats. Accidentally won.
Out of the fucking box broken. It's just like... legitimately your little brother's like, this controller sucks. And you're like,
I know. Uh-huh.
Okay. Why do you think I gave that one to you?
Question number three, arcade or Xbox? Which style of controller would you prefer for fighting games?
Arcade.
Arcade with a joystick on the left and six buttons on the right, or an Xbox controller or similar.
Yeah.
Trick question. I don't play fighting games, but if I was going to have to, I would say Xbox.
Yeah.
Huh?
I would go Xbox. There's something about having access to both areas in my brain, and the little triggery bits and everything. Like, gotcha. It feels like more options, and it feels more in control.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
I think so.
I honestly, I feel like the Xbox controller, the same way some people probably feel about a manual. Even though I'm an automatic for driving a car, I'm that way because I might want my hands for something else. But if I'm playing a fighter game, I want all my hands doing all the things for that specific controller. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the vibe, and that's probably why.
Okay. Question number four, climb or ride. Do you climb the escalators at the airport, or do you ride them?
Climb.
Oh,
ride.
I
actually try not to go to the airport at all. Well, but like, if I'm on an escalator in any way, shape, or form, I will walk a few steps and ride a few steps.
No.
I'm
studies
a mix.
Have shown that escalators move more people if you don't walk up them.
Really?
Yes. There's this old old thing where people who are riding them stay to the right,
yep.
And people are climbing them stay to the left.
Yeah.
That is actually less efficient than everybody just riding it.
But if everybody were climbing it, then it would be more efficient.
But people don't want to climb them because
the
that's not
stairs.
Then there just fucking should be stairs.
But the stairs are slower.
If it is going if
You're
I'm going
slower.
To be on an escalator,
that's true.
I'm going to let it do the work.
I was
that's yeah. yeah.
But, I was in EBD my entire school career.
The because when some people are stopped and some people are moving, the gaps are larger. Whereas if everybody is just riding it, they're able to pack in. And they're actually able to get more people up an escalator faster. So they actually say, and even if they're all climbing, the gaps are bigger.
Hmm.
Than if everybody is just standing still. So escalators are more efficient.
They have a higher throughput.
If everybody rides them. Science, bitches.
You and your science.
Yeah, if you try to winnow it down, you get a Venturi effect, and then people just get fired out of the end of the escalator.
That's only if the escalators get narrower at the top.
I have been waiting to use that sound effect for so fucking long.
That's fantastic.
Because the only other times I've been able to think of it were morbid and awkward and maybe not okay. But...
And that's the person landing.
Only
there we go.
Times no, yeah. I've ever been able to use it. Yeah. God damn,
fucking,
I'm so happy right now.
This is why I want a single button on a keychain that makes the Wilhelm scream.
That's what I was doing earlier, and then you tried to mimic me, but not well.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Goofy thing.
Nope.
Where, like,
fuck
Goofy
off.
Goes
nope,
over a cliff
go
and...
Away. Go away.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
Question number five. Primary or secondary? Do you prefer to consume your media directly or via digest-style reviews or retrospectives? Oh, God. Why would you want to do the second?
I have an excellent answer for that.
I don't believe you, but go ahead.
Okay. The entire precept of Random Number Generator Horror Podcast number 9 is that Jeffrey Craner is squeamish about horror movies. And Cecil Baldwin, his co-host, fucking loves them and is introducing Jeffrey to them one film at a time in a random order determined by dice and by the audience. And so they watch it, they describe it, they go over the plot, they talk about, you know, all of the different cultural influences and all of that stuff. like, this is giallo horror, this is, you know, whatever. And then they give it a score that there's the Sasha scale, which is the squeamishness, approachability, or for the horror-averse. And they talk... look, they're playing the music. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for the award.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Okay.
I get the idea that you might want a secondary way of consuming media if you have trauma or difficulties processing
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's kind of what I got from that overall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that, but...
As a show format, I get where that's going, but
yeah.
I'm not a show format.
I mean, you know how I am about spoilers. Fucking, that's already way too secondary, and I don't even know what's going on yet. So, yep.
I just know that, like, gory, bloody, visceral horror is not my thing. And so there are times where the only way that I'll be able to consume that media is... listening to somebody else go through it.
See,
I think that's great for you.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't want to negate that at all.
Yeah.
But that is not how, even though, like, I would rather personally, with all of the triggers and trauma that I have, I would rather get it firsthand and have to sit with and process the issues that I'm having with that media. I'd like to do it with a support buddy, because doing it alone fucking sucks. But, like, I would rather work through that and sit with it and figure out what makes me uncomfortable about it from a first-hand perspective.
Yep.
Yeah.
I see. Horror and things like that are not my bag, so I...
You just don't?
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I figured that was...
That is the way that I used to feel about it. A few movies changed my mind, and this podcast has dramatically changed my mind.
But those movies that changed your mind, did you watch them?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That is a primary thing. That is not a secondary.
I understand.
Sure, but I'm saying we're still going back to primary.
But the whole reason that I had problems with horror and thought that I didn't love it was primary experiences.
Yeah, no, I...
That's all.
I mean, this to me sounds very much like... reaction videos,
it's different.
Which I want to burn every single human being who ever done one of those.
I don't love those.
I'm not opposed. Some people can do them well. Most people can't.
Most people can't, though. That's the problem.
I used to enjoy someone who would listen to a piece of music and then break it down and, like, react to it.
Sure.
And
that is not what I'm talking about.
I've fallen out of love with that.
That is still technically a reaction.
I will rescind that and put more caveats in that. Somebody who is, like, I have watched music teachers listen to songs and break it down and like, or hip hop artists listen to country music. Like, I get that. That is not what I'm talking about here. I am talking about somebody who posts a TikTok video of something that somebody else has made while they're sitting there pointing at it, nodding.
I'm not about those.
But I need them clicks, yo.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, I love listening to experts talk about a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still want to consume that thing primarily.
Sure. If I listen to the podcast.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts.
I don't even know where to start with how long this has gone and didn't need to.
Yeah, we're fine. My mom's memorial yesterday was exactly what I think we had in mind when we began planning it. Hmm. That sounds fantastic, Stefan. I'm glad that you had that closure.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much to Stefan, by the way, for sending in that Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have anything that they want to give a shout-out to?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Joe. He's a great roommate.
Nice.
And he's awesome.
He cleans things.
He cleans things. Oh, my God. And we can still, like, hang out. We're planning on doing, like, maybe a dinner on Friday or something. Just, you know, hanging out, going out, doing stuff together.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, he's a great roommate buddy.
Yeah.
Friend.
Also, if you have a healthy relationship, even if it does end, you can still have a healthy relationship.
Right?
Weird.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm going to give a shout out to my dad, because I did a bunch of household and automotive projects very recently. Mm-hmm. And every time I do one of those things, I am grateful that my dad showed me how to do them. Yeah,
cool. I'm going to give my shout out to the Oxboro Urgent Care on 98th and Lindale in Bloomington for stitching up my hand. Thank you so very much for doing that.
Yeah.
And for giving me a sticker.
Was it a puppy?
It was a puppy sticker.
Did you get it because you're a brave man?
I was a brave
man. Okay.
I was just, it genuinely, like.
It just made you happy.
It made me happy that they were willing to be playful about that. They were like, you were very brave. Yes, you can have a sticker. It's like, I get a sticker.
I wish that I still got a toy for being good at the dentist.
Well, I was making a crap, because she was like, you were very brave. And I mentioned to my wife, was like, do I get a lollipop? And the doctor was like, you can get a sticker if you want. I was like, oh, I absolutely fucking want that.
Yeah, I want a sticker.
So, nice.
The fact that they were not fuddy-duddies about that sort of thing was...
That's great.
Made That's me good. Happy. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do, but I want to give James an opportunity to go first.
Sure. Vilification Tennis. Friday, the 29th.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you know what else is happening Friday the 29th?
Is it possibly something involving Klingons and Christmas?
Yes!
Wow!
Is it something that I read about in the news recently?
It is. Do you know how many people responded to my post about that? None.
Fuck!
Oh.
I was so sad. I was like, but my picture's in the article and everything. Anyway, that's fun. It's fun. Don't worry about it.
Dear listeners, fucking change that bullshit.
Anyway... I am going to read, because we have started pushing the actual event on Facebook, so I'm going to read the event. A powerful Klingon warrior has received an ultimate promotion, but why do her hearts feel like something is still missing from her life? Uh-huh. Remember, Klingons have more than one heart.
I was about to say.
Hearts. A trip to Minnesota will surely help her get a taste of small-town life and discover the true meaning of love and battle. We are excited to announce a brand new Klingon and Hallmark movie mashup brought to life for the holiday season. And make sure you arrive early to check out our holiday market, featuring local artists in the Phoenix Lobby. Tickets are available, blah, 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 blah. Written and composed by Angela Fox. Directed by Jamie Newstrom. Fight direction by Jenna Young.
I've heard of that person.
Jamie Newstrom? She's fantastic. Yeah. She's done a lot of French direction before.
Yeah, no. They're pretty fantastic. Yeah,
or did you mean Angela Fox, who is an absolute sweetheart? Angela Fox sweetheart is
she's amazing. Yeah.
And real good with music.
Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly, her writing on this are incredible. Yeah. Like,
that's about it, though.
Those are some quality people.
God damn.
So anyway, the name of the show is I'll Be Home for Kalis, the Hallmark parody of the season. Mm-hmm. It might be Kalish. Here's the thing. I don't speak Klingon.
Mm.
I do speak the Klingon language of fighting, however.
Yes.
I think it's Kalis, Kalish. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Well, they have to do it with the, like, pointy teeth things, so it can be difficult.
I was told I was saying Klingon Ma wrong the entire time. And I'm like, oh, can I just punch someone instead? Will that work? And they're like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like, okay, great.
Nice.
But, yeah. Anyway, so that, our opening day, is, of course, Friday, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. What time is your Ville show? Damn it, James. I expected you to come prepared,
Gut reaction is that it's 7:30.
Is it 7:30?
We're about to find out.
Is it at Stripe?
Is it Klingon or Klingjon?
Klingon. Klingon. Mach. Klingon Mach.
So I'm going to vil10.net.
Okay.
I'm loading up the website.
Net. I get it.
Thanks.
No, Klingon Ma. Or Klingon Ma.
Klingon Ma.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit. It is 9:30 to 11 p.m.
What?
They could see both.
You might be able... I don't know
how long is the show?
I don't know. You might not be, especially if there's an intermission, which there is an intermission.
Yeah, how far apart are the theaters?
I don't... Yeah, yours is at Strike, right?
It is at Strike. So they're both in Minneapolis, but one of them is North Minneapolis and one of them is Uptown.
Awkward. I hate to say I wouldn't push it. I probably wouldn't push it.
See, the thing is, though, there's more than one Klingon.
Oh, yeah, we have so many more
exactly.
shows.
You can just do it on different nights.
We only have one opening, though.
I know.
I would be excited if somebody showed up and they were like, we just came from Jenna's show.
That would be pretty
cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. You really want to, like, go to my show and then go to James's and be like, guess where I was, bitches.
Right. Throwing this out right now.
Okay.
Show us tickets for both nights, free t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, shit, yes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
It may or may not be in your size, but it will be.
We will do our best.
If free is your size.
Send me receipts that you went to both shows opening night. T-shirt.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
I love it. T-shirt.
I love it. Fucking love it.
Sorry, Troy. Troy.
shit. Otherwise, that's all I've got.
Cool.
Salsa?
No, I have an injured hand. I can't do anything right now.
Or anything.
This whole episode, I've been waiting for a moment to be like, high five. No, the other hand.
Because I would.
Right.
Yes. Also
not
would
that
have to say something high five worthy, though, so.
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
You fist bumped me earlier this episode.
I was going to say, about once an episode.
Because I said something and you offered to fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
We had a moment.
Keep playing.
How dare you?
What?
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in that Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.